This is Twit.
I feel like I should be wearing black, but what's happening there?
What is going on with Hangouts? Well, apparently 9to5 Google has sources that say Hangouts is going to reach its end of life in 2020. I feel like the writing has been on the wall here with Hangouts, and then we'll talk about Allo in a second. The writing's really on the wall with Allo. But, you know, they made the shift away from Hangouts as a consumer product towards it being an enterprise product. Of course, Hangouts Chat and Hangouts Meet, I think, are only available if you're a G Suite subscriber. But 9to5 Google posted this article to say, well, the consumer version of Hangouts is going away. Then somebody on the team from Google said, wow, you know, your sources are really off the mark. Scott Johnson, there we go. From Google says your sources are off the mark, that the consumer Hangouts will at some point be upgraded to Hangouts Chat and Hangouts Meet. So I don't know. As usual with Google messaging, I'm completely confused when news or leaks happen. You just never actually know what the deal is.
So Hangouts Chat is just chat, and Hangouts Meet is the audio and video? What? Help.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah. So Stacey, you have a G Suite account. I do not. And you and I use Hangouts all the time.
We will never talk again.
Nope.
No, we won't. Not on regular Hangouts, because once we get migrated, or until we get migrated, I should say, if Hangouts is sort of shut down, I don't think they'll do that where consumers don't have an option. You would have to invite me to a video chat, for example, because I'm outside of your G Suite domain.
Using what?
You would use Hangouts Meet for video or Hangouts Chat to chat with me.
Oh, okay. So I would still use it and invite you, but it would no longer be this wonderfully convenient IM kind of function on the side of my Gmail.
Correct. It would no longer be this wide open IM, which is really how it's been since day one, or since the product before it, however you want to look at it. So what Google, it's ironic that we're talking about messaging apps, and it's really Google's messaging that's really the issue here. It's branding, it's messaging, it's PR. They have to tell a story here, and they're not telling it. They're letting the story be told for them, and that's not the way you want to do things. Meet and Allo, or Allo and Duo, I mean, that was going to replace things. That sort of didn't happen. Is Duo, I don't know what's going to happen to Duo, because why would you have a duplicate of Hangouts Meet and Duo? I'm not sure. But they did, Jason, as you said, you know, start devoting resources away from consumer towards enterprise. And I mean, a lot of enterprises, that comes with their G Suite. A lot of enterprises actually do use that. If you're a G Suite shop, that's pretty much the thing to use. But it just wasn't clear on what was happening with the consumer side. It wasn't clear from the time they put Allo and Duo out there a year and a half, 2.5 years ago, whatever it was.
No, and obviously it's, you know, it's continued to be confusing. Today, a 9to5 Google post from a reliable source there says that Allo is going to be shut down, quote, soon, although they say it's probably at least somewhat delayed because of this Hangouts story that, you know, that published that we started talking about. The last Allo update happened back in January. That was about the time that the Allo lead Emmett Foley left for Facebook, and then if you remember, Allo's team was entirely diverted over to Android Messages to kind of lead up that team, which, you know, there at that point you're kind of like, okay, well, Allo's days are definitely numbered. It's just so confusing. There's so much movement, there's so many name changes, there's so many let's stop making our product for consumers, and now it's for business, and now it's back to consumers again. No wonder nobody knows what's going on. It's just so confusing.
I'm not going to worry about this until like right before it sunsets.
Right.
But yeah. I am going to keep my eyes open, because then what kind of messaging and IM service do I use to talk to the world? I can't use Facebook Messenger because I don't use Facebook.
Right. That's a good question.